Calling attention to the damaging effects of an overburdened lifestyle is the Free Time, Free People Committee, a Philadelphia-based interfaith group of religious activists concerned about the spiritual impact of burnout. Among them is Will O'Brien, an advocate for the homeless and an editor at The Other Side, a Christian magazine. He believes that human beings have a profound need for rest and contemplation, for family time and community time.
In my work at nonprofits, there's still a pretty good number of folks who are volunteering, but we also hear a lot of folks who say, I wish I could get involved. I wish I had more time to do this, but I'm just too tired, you know, to do tutoring to low-income kids or to help with some of the formerly homeless residents. And that plays itself out not just in Project Home, but my organization, you know, not having the volunteering we need, but I think volunteering is such a rich experience for anybody that if they don't have time to do it, their own sense of the world and of human relationships is weakened quite a bit. I heard a story a couple years ago that the average American teenager eats at home with his family once, maybe twice a week. Maybe I'm too old or something, but I just find that a startling fact. And the more I hear about family life, I think that's true. Even if it's not strictly an economic issue, there's this pressure for the kids to be out doing all kinds of activities. My peers who are parents are exhausted running their kids to all these things. The family sits down together. That's where stories get told. That's where a lot of character formation happens. That's where relationships get bonded. When we think about all the struggles kids are having these days, and it plays itself out in one way with the poor kids in poor communities, but rich kids, middle-class kids, let's throw it on the table. Columbine is one horrific example of kids gone wrong in this culture. You know, I think that part of it is there is the family cohesiveness. Not that every coherent family that sits at the table is going to avoid problems with their kids. But that's one area that I think kids are missing out on some quality family time. So I think those are a couple areas. And then I hear from everybody, I just wish I had more of a sense of community. Community is one of those great words we hear all throughout this culture. People are thirsting for community. I don't think people even know what community means.
What do you think it means?
I think it means that there is quality time in sets of relationships that give you a sense of meaning and security. There are people who would take care of you in hard times. There are people that you can be intimate with, that you can share your struggles with, who will be there for you. And to be there for you, you need at the least time. It might be your religious community. It might be folks at your church or synagogue. It might be a small group that meets on Wednesday nights. And to the degree some congregations are starting to carve out time for these things, you find people's religious and faith lives and personal lives are deeply enriched. A men's group out of their church or synagogue, a women's group. People are trying hard to make time for these things, and when they have those experiences, you can see how just important they are to them in so many aspects of their lives. But you also find people struggling to do that.